The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Is today's question inspired by the billionaire Indian wedding with the Kardashians?
Yes. So the richest man in India has a son. He's called Anant Ambani. And Anant Ambani got married to Radhika Merchant. Also quite a well-established family in terms of their wealth and finances.
The billionaire class doesn't marry us.
Yes. No, they marry each other, right? So they've been having these wedding celebrations for months. They had one in Paris, I think, where they chartered in a whole bunch of people and then took them to all the best places. Obviously, all expenses paid. And then Rihanna performed at the previous bash. But the actual wedding was this weekend. And Kim Kardashian and her sister Khloe was daar as gaste by die troue. Maar dit is nie enigsins iewers bewys dat hulle die koppel ken nie of dat hulle vriende is van die familie nie of wat ook al. So, and there were a lot of famous people there. So I'm thinking to myself, there must have been a nice fat appearance fee in this for both of those Kardashian sisters because they don't do anything for free.
So like, now it's an appearance fee to just go to someone's wedding.
That you don't know.
Miss me.
That you don't know. And now you out here posting, oh, making the best memories with my sister. But where's the bride and the groom on your feed? Nowhere.
Like, surely your wedding is a day. You can't, like, pretend that your wedding is cool because there are cool people there if you don't actually know the cool people.
My mense doen dit.
I find, isn't that weird?
Dat jy iemand na jou vertroue toe sal nooi net om te sê, oe, maar by my troue was Kim en Khloe Kardashian.
Maar as ek hulle nie ken nie, hoekom is hulle daar?
For vibes. You mentioned this at the beginning.
Suppose,
you were
vibes.
Like, are we inviting people to our weddings for vibes?
If you had the money, Roz, would you have invited anyone to your wedding for vibes? Someone you didn't know?
No.
Is there anyone you would who would put on that list?
Maybe Adele. She wouldn't even have to sing. She can just come and drink white wine.
She is actually vibes though.
She
so I get
is
it.
So fun.
I get
so
it.
So probably her and you. You've got some nuptials coming up. Who are inviting to your wedding for vibes?
If Dave Grohl wants to come and hang out, Dave can come and hang out.
Are you going to pay him though?
No.
You see? Yeah.
Because but if Dave's like, I heard you on the radio, Rob, I want to come to your wedding.
Daar is die ding. Sê nou iemand wat 'n lekker mens is, weet jy gaan trou en hulle is nou so keen because they think you're cool and they want to come. I'll be like, yes, please.
Do you think that happens in South Africa? Dink jy dis 'n ding wat hier gebeur?
I'm wondering. Dalk weet ons nie.
Maybe we should ask someone.
Ek dink ons moet vra.
Should we dig through the Rolodex quickly?
Yeah.
Okay. 25 past 4. We're going to give ourselves 7 minutes.
Yes.
We're going to see if we can get a famous friend on the phone and ask them if they've ever gone to a wedding just for the vibes.
Or if they've gone to a wedding because someone paid them.
Mm.
An appearance fee.
Okay.
Let's go.
Start scrolling there.
Okay.
We'll see who we're going to call in a second. And we're talking this afternoon whether or not you would have someone come to your wedding who you don't know just because they were famous and just for the vibes, which I think is a very bizarre thing. And ons gesê ons gaan met iemand famous gesels. Hello, Nadine.
Hello, Rob. Hi, Roz.
Hi,
so lekker met julle te gesels. Dit gaan met my baie, baie goed. Ek staan op die oomblik by 'n troue nie, of by enige ander event nie. So dit is lekker met julle nou te kan chat. En wat interessante onderwerp vandag.
Listen, has anyone ever just randomly said to you, you're famous, will you come and hang out at our wedding?
Do you know what has happened to me before? I have been invited to a wedding, just being told, come and enjoy it, come and celebrate in the joyful love vibes. And I ended up finding myself there, thinking I'm just going to be a guest at the party, kind of unsure as to why I was there. And then suddenly I heard the ring bearer didn't pitch. And I thought, but this is not right. Anyways, I ended up walking down the aisle with a wedding band, handing them to the bride and the groom, and then signing as a witness. And to this very day, I still don't know why I was there. So this has actually happened to me. And dit is die vreemdste ding. Kyk hierso, ek is mal oor 'n troue. Nobody cries more at any wedding than myself, even at a funeral. But I'll tell you something. If you don't know why you're at that specific wedding and you're not singing and you don't really know any of the guests, it's a weird thing that takes place.
Could you take a partner at least? Or were you just invited on your own?
Do you know what? I was actually invited on my own, and they said, well, you know, you're going to have one or two friends there, one or two of your colleagues will be there. So ek het gedink, you know, dis my sangmaat gaan ook daar wees, en almal gaan saam kuier. En toe ek daar aankom, toe hoor ek nie, maar my sang kollega in musiek sou daar gewees het, and he couldn't make it, so I ended up having to carry in the rings. And then afterwards, the groom said to me, so why did you end up carrying in the rings? And I said, but the bride asked me, and he said, well, I didn't know about that. So I can tell you, I have honestly felt out of place at a wedding in my life, and even at a funeral. I've been invited to talk about a past, you know, person, and then I'm like, why are you asking me? So anyways, it's difficult to say no, so then send me into my yard, and then you start calling up the family members to find out more.
Wow.
Kan ek vir jou vraag, jy na die troue toe gegaan het, ek het eindelijk twee vraag. Is jy nog, of het jy toe nou maaikies geword met die kappel, en het hulle jou betaal om daar te wees, want jou tyd kos geld?
My sister, as ek mens moet sing, dan is dit nou 'n ander story. Dan raak jy agent betrokke en jy vra fooi, want is lekker om te sing by 'n troue. Maar by daai spesifieke dag, dis omtrent 15 jaar gelede, nooit 'n fooi gekry nie, nooit gesing nie, maar ek het agterna baie foto's gesien waarop ek feature, en ek ken omtrent niemand nie. So ek is ergens daar by die bruidegom en by die bruid en een of ander meer in iemand se huis, en ek weet nou nog nie hoekom ek daar was nie.
No, well, we were talking about the Kardashians at this famous wedding, and it has happened 15 years ago already. Nadine's been that person to appear in the photos sneakily. Ek tog jy gaan sê hulle by die reception gesê en nou sing Nadine vir ons.
Glad nie. As ek net sing, dan weet ek ten minste wie die mense is. So ja, ek is ergens in 'n bruidspaarse muur. Happy to be there. Happy to be there. Dit is my fantasties dat ek daar was, maar ek is nou nog nie seker hoekom ek daar was nie. Maar vir die res waar ek gesing het, ten minste as ek sing, weet ek hoekom ek daar is, en dan is dit ook lekker.
Ja.
So as jy iemand soek om konfetti te gooi, of ek nou moet sing of nie, of ek jou ken of nie, nooi my, I'll be there.
Nadine, jou social media gaan nou vol wees met DM's van mense wat jou na hulle troues toe nooi.
Dit gaan gons. Ach, ek sien sommer uit daarna. Ek sê hulle vir Pieter en vir Amanda en sommer vir almal wat ek ken en nie ken nie. Lekker.
Nadine, dankie vir jou tyd. Lekker middag, man.
Dankie, Ross. Dankie, Ross. Bye.
Dankie.
Oh, she's such a jewel.
Such a jewel.
Nico, so there you have it.
Yes. Amazing. Nico sent us a voice note. He said he would like to invite Rian Bernardi. Not to sing, but just to add to the vibe. So he would.
Well, I mean, if Nadine will do it, maybe Rian will do it. Maybe we must just ask.